I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 edition. Continuing on about this ad campaign attacking John James, saying he should basically drop out of the governor's race and stay in Congress. Well, Steve Mitchell of Mitchell Research and Communication said the ad buy is notable but limited in scale, particularly given the lack of clarity around who is funding the group. Okay, Mitchell, Steve, I love you, man, but what does funding from the organization has to do with it? What does it have to do with who's paying for it? The bottom line is, it has clips, snippets of President Trump in the ad, questioning basically why the president wants John James to stay in Congress versus running for governor. Mitchell goes on to say it's unclear where the funding for this organization is coming from. While $141,000 is a lot of money for limited ad buy just in Detroit, he added that it's not a lot of money when it comes to politics, describing the ad spaces as relatively small. The spending, he said, appears to be aimed at softening up James and suggested it could be coming from an existing candidate or a potential entrant looking to weaken James with the Republican primary voters. Well, kind of interesting, because this comes at a time where Perry Johnson is considering getting in. Now, another interesting perspective, Republican gubernatorial candidate, former Attorney General Mike Cox, blasted a proposed Michigan Supreme Court rule that would limit civil immigration arrests in and around courthouses in the state of Michigan, calling it a move toward sanctuary courthouses. He accused Attorney General Dana Nessel in the court's Democratic majority of advancing immigration policy from the bench. In his press release, Cox argued the change would interfere with federal law enforcement and public safety, saying it shields people in the country illegally from lawful deportation and the enforcement of federal laws, and it bypasses the state legislature. He did this while positioning the issue as part of his broader law and order message that he's using in the Republican gubernatorial primary. So, kind of an interesting response from Cox over what the Supreme Court is putting out as basically a rule. Kind of interesting. Now, another story that is officially out as of today regards Ask My Tax, the petition drive that we've been working on promoting here on this show. Well, Ask My Tax officially concludes its signature gathering effort. The collection of petition signatures phase for the effort to eliminate property taxes in Michigan has ended, and now the counting of the names begin, with the outcome to be determined. The leader of Ask My Tax, Carla Wagner, hasn't finished counting all the signatures. However, there's indications that the initiative is nowhere close to its 600,000 goal, or whether they met the 446,198 signatures collected within a 180-day window in order to put it on this November 2026 ballot. In being interviewed by MERS News Service, as the petition drive ends, Wagner ponders a process that she concludes was simply too difficult for the grassroots. However, she promised, if elected governor, I will change the process. The system, she argued, is tilted against average citizens who don't have the money to pay for signatures. She said the law might as well read, collect 1 million names, signatures in 10 days. Well, MERS asked if it is accurate to report that this could go either way. Ms. Wagner said that it is, and added, I want to be optimistic. We hope we can do this, but stop way short of announcing any success. MERS News Service reported back in October that Wagner's group was taking on water with likely very little chance of success. Besides cutting off the signature gathering phase from all 83 counties, the petition drive director has determined that a 180-day window that she will use will optimize the number of signatures they gathered. The time frame, she reports, could start at the end of May and go back 180 days, or it could be changed to June. Until she gets a feel of how many signatures they have, she's unable to nail down the 180-day window. Right now, she says, we are self-scrubbing the petitions, making sure errors are not made, and making sure that the signatures were signatures of truly registered voters in the proper counties. In the process, she found some circulators who put down their birthday in the box that should have been the date they were collecting signatures. Those will be put in the automatic no-go valid signature pile. From a strategic standpoint, however, if the drive hits the goal, she will not immediately announce it, as not to give her opponents more time to fight the proposal. She also is convinced that there will be lawsuits to keep this off the statewide ballot. Well, at the same time, Republican House Speaker Matt Hall has self-announced an effort to give citizens some property tax relief. However, Wagner is not impressed. Wagner predicted he will not get the job done, while suggesting that there will be that he will offer a phase out of state education taxes over 10 years, which will simply not be enough relief for the people of Michigan. On the day she was not counting names, but was in the back room trying to wade her way through the Secretary of State's campaign finance reporting system, to put it mildly, she does not think much of the process. She also said that, to put it mildly, the product coming from JB, talking about Jocelyn Benson, is absolutely ridiculous, and it needs to be changed. I hope that the next Secretary of State will join me in making changes to petition drives as well as campaign finance reporting systems. So these are two areas that Carla Wagner is addressing in her run for governor. Now, the Volunteers for Ask My Tax petition drive are focusing on collecting at least 15,000 valid signatures to put Carla Wagner on the ballot in the upcoming August 4th Republican primary election. Going to be very, very interesting, if they're able to accomplish that and then make sure that she's on the debate stage as well as the ballot coming August 4th election, primary election. One of the other things that you have to understand, she is not going to be required to turn in signatures until April the 21st. So if you're wanting to help, basically 3 months from today is the deadline. So all you have to do is text me if you'd like to get some petition sheets. We can get those mailed out to you. All you have to do is text me your name, your mailing address, and each sheet, folks, has room for 10 signatures. So if you could tell us how many petition sheets you'd like to volunteer, commit to collecting signatures for, and then we can mail them directly to you. Carla has given us here at the radio station her petition sheets as well as some placards talking about her race for governor. And if you'd like those, text me again your name, address, and how many sheets you feel you can fill out. When you're done filling them out, you just mail them into her campaign office. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages coming in during the break. Randy, do we have enough signatures or not? Well, it hasn't been determined yet. Officially, Carla asked people to stop collecting signatures December 31st, 2025, New Year's Eve. People are still mailing in petition sheets. I talked to Carla last night, and she said she got like 10 envelopes yesterday. She hasn't even opened them yet. She doesn't know how many signatures are on there. She doesn't know what the dates are. So one thing that you have to understand, this is a process. As soon as the sheets stop coming in, where basically it's clear and obvious no more are coming, she then is going to start going through the signatures and determining the 180-day calendar. That is a rolling calendar. You have basically 6 months to collect the required 446,000 and some chains valid signatures. The goal was 600,000. Well, she's pretty sure they didn't get that many. And the question is, during any given 180-day window, did we meet the 447,000 basically number? So going back, could it be the last 6 months, for example, of 2025? July, August, September, October, November, and December. Negating the signatures that were gotten, received April, May, and June of 2025. Was there more signatures in December than there was in June? That all has to be calculated. And so that, while running for governor, while running her business, her restaurant, her store, her real estate business, she's trying to do this with volunteers, and that will be determined. Jan's listening down in Howell, Michigan. Please send me 3 petition sheets, 10 signatures. That's 30 signatures. Thanks. She can do that. So, Jan, I will get those in the mail to you on Friday. Reason is, I'm coming to you broadcasting today, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Thursday, from Lansing. I'm down here to do some business with some state senators and state reps, and I will not be back until Friday to send those out. Do me a favor, Jan, after the show on Friday, send me another text message so you pop it up in the top of my message inbox, and I'll sit down and send them to you right after the show, 12 noon on Friday. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Now, one of the things that we're looking at, too, that we're very excited about is we're going to have a new sponsor coming here in the spring, summer this year, talking about senior assisted living here in Northern Michigan. Well, there is a project that is shovel ready that we're in the process of helping them obtain final funding for in the Alpena area. You'll hear me talking about in the spring, summer, once we get this accomplished, the Gardens of Alpena project that's been on the board for a couple of years. Well, we're finally now making it come to fruition. There also will be another location we'll be talking about in the future, Gaylord, as well as Petoskey, Harbor Springs. Also, potentially looking at another site that they are talking about in Sheboygan. So we're excited. There's going to be some senior assisted living opportunities for our seniors, and the company, the business group that's putting this together, will even be able to purchase their homes, giving them the money to move into these senior assisted places, as well as money for their estate, investments and things like that, while putting those used homes up for sale in the housing market. So there'll be more housing available here in Northern Michigan. So we will be advertising and promoting these groups, and very excited about that. Jan says, okay, Randy, I'll resend it on Friday. Please, Jan, do it at 12 noon. That's when I get off the microphone, and I'll put you in the top of my inbox. I have your address, and I'll get those out to you. Again, petition sheets to put Carla Wagner on the ballot as a governor candidate. The date to turn those in is April the 21st. This is one of the things that's happening. Well, we'll get into it. We'll hold this until the next segment. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-